Bricks, we're going to start with some NHL here. Just a couple on Sunday. We'll get into the NBA in a second. On Sunday, we talked about the depressing state of the Rangers, and is it time to panic? We put it on the SportsCenter panic meter that I hate so much.
Right.
But look, we talked about the injuries then. Three of the top four defensemen are out. Yesterday in practice, Girardi and Delzato both back at practice. McDonough out. That's rough. And we'll see if he plays tonight against the Jets, the old Winnipeg Jets.
Love the Winnipeg Jets.
Nash still out of practice yesterday. So, look, Rangers still getting points, and they're still in a decent spot in the standings with games in hand on like everyone in the league.
Panic.
No. Panic. It's not panic time.
Yes, it is.
It's if there was significant, the injuries that we were thinking with three of the top four defensemen and Nash all hurt. Girardi's back. Delzato's back. They were at practice yesterday. We'll see what happens tonight.
Panic, Joe.
They got games in hand
this
on everybody.
This is a panic. P-A-N. It doesn't work. You're in a panic situation. I will. Any Gwen Stefani reference I make on this show is golden. It always will be golden, whether it's No Doubt or solo career situation. The issue isn't, are you going to make the postseason? Yes, the Rangers will make the postseason. The problem is they need to gel. You are in a very short NHL season. A, you got off to a slow start, so you're not going to have a favorable matchup once you get to the postseason. But more importantly, you have the best player on your team, arguably, is Rick Nash, and he's brand new, and you need to figure this guy out. He has a concussion. Okay, Sidney Crosby missed half a decade with a concussion. The NHL stayed locked out. Here's a conspiracy theory. Until Sidney Crosby could recover from his concussion, and then they brought the guy back. So you don't know when you're going to get a Rick Nash back, and you need to get all these pieces working in unison. With all these injuries, guys coming back at staggered paces, you're going to have an issue with team chemistry, and if you're not hitting on all cylinders, come the postseason. The postseason starting, in a week and a half.
That'll be fine. It took the Rangers a while last year to get together on everything, and it was midseason when they did, and they were
they
great.
Had a they while. Mid-season. You don't have a while on this shortened
and to
season.
Be honest, I think that might help a little bit because they hit their peak before the All-Star break, before the new year last year, and they rode pretty high for a while. They've only played 17 games. Everyone ahead of them in the standings, save two teams, has played more than them. They're a point behind Philadelphia for eighth, and Philadelphia's played 21 games.
I'm sorry, they're a what?
Point behind Philadelphia for eighth.
For eighth. Yep. How many teams make the postseason?
Eight.
So if the playoffs started today,
the Rangers would not be in the playoffs.
They would not be in the playoffs.
But again,
and their best player is where?
One. The playoffs don't start
today. Their second
today.
Best player is where? Out. A couple of their other guys.
Who are you classifying as their second best player?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying a hodgepodge of their grades. Okay,
the concussion that you just talked about. It's journalists are thinking it's a concussion. It's not confirmed. It's undisclosed.
Undisclosed because undisclosed injuries are great.
Undisclosed injuries happen a lot in hockey.
When Brett Gardner had an undisclosed injury,
it's not baseball, dude.
Just like that.
Hockey, they keep injuries undisclosed all the time in hockey because they don't need to declare the injury like they do in the NFL, and two, it's a physical game. They know that if they say that Nash has got an ailing right knee, all that's going to happen in the next 10
people
games
are going to be targeting the right knee.
In the knee, so they keep injuries on
that.
Especially Tortorella does it all the time. They've only
did
played 17
the
games
did you
dude.
See the injury though? I have eyeballs, you have eyeballs. The guy got whacked in the head. He smashed his head against the board. He has a concussion. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He might have some other issues. He might have a hurt right knee as well, but he also has a swollen brain. And that
I'm not jumping to that conclusion. They've only played 17 games. They'll be fine. They're getting everything together. Nash went out and they had a couple back, but they're still pulling points from most of these games. They got a soft matchup tonight with the Jets, who are below them in the standings, one of the only teams.
Right,
in the
one
East
of the
below.
Only teams. You know what?
They'll be fine. They're in ninth place, and they still have four games on the team in eighth.
On a scale from
and one on Tampa Bay, who they own.
On a scale from having realistic perspective on life and fawning over Grapefruit League baseball games like I do,
Yeah.
You're at like an 8.5. You are in denial of what is going on with the New York Rangers right now. Could the Rangers bounce back? Yes. Is this time to panic?
No,
yes.
It's not right now, as we sit here right now,
this is panic mode. This is full-fledged panic mode.
10 games from now, maybe we'll talk. But right now, I'm looking at a team who took some time to gel, who took at least this amount of time to gel last year. They've got new pieces.
They'll be fine. You don't have the time, Joe. Time is of the essence.
My God, dude. It's 42 games. It's not like the playoffs start tomorrow.
48 games.
They still start in whatever. Hey, so you're giving me more time. I'm cool.
Okay, yeah.
I'm cool. It's fine.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
This isn't a 12-game season.
It's pretty close to a 12-game season.
It's, in fact, four times more panic than a 12-game season.
Panic mode.
How about you, Knicks? Is it panic mode for them?
No. No, not at all. Because the Knicks play NBA basketball, and they're firmly established as a playoff team. There's no way they could lose out. They would still make the playoffs, okay? The Rangers, not the case. The Knicks had a bounce-back game in their last game against the 76ers.
Can we back up a week and just talk about how just brutal that game was against the Pacers?
No.
The Pacers
scored like 116 points
in the first half.
It was really bad. Losing to the Raptors, pretty bad. By the way, you add Rudy Gay to that Raptors team, really not a bad team. That Toronto's Raptors
They're
going to
sneak up on some people because most people don't know they're up there, Toronto. Right.
Exactly. You know, you forget your passport, all of a sudden the best player doesn't make the trip. The Knicks will be fine. The Knicks have the short-sleeved Warriors coming up here on Wednesday. They got the Bullets, the Washington Wizards, the worst, just the worst. I mean, you think the Pelicans
are
bad?
You could come up with more.
At least Pelicans.
Nah, Pelicans are worse.
No.
Pelicans are worse.
The Wizards, because the thing is, you're in New Orleans, okay? New Orleans, you know, you can do some stuff about, you know, losing your money, getting mugged, Katrina. I mean, there's not a great hat in which you are picking out names, okay? When you are in D.C., anything political, anything patriotic flies. You want to be the Washington John Tylers? I'm cool with that. You can do anything you want.
Much more partial
cool.
to the Calvin
the Nationals,
Coolidges.
The Capitals, the Senators, the Congressionals. Ooh, that's nice. I just came up with that off the top of my head. You're the
Sounds
Wizards.
Like you're sponsored by the
Harry
golf course.
Harry Potter thinks that's lame. This is not. I mean, I don't know why we just got on it.
I don't know why we went there either.
And point is,
most of the Washington Wizards have been talked about in radio ever, including the D.C. area.
Warriors is a winnable game. They've come back to the pack a little bit.
Gear up for the Sunday game against the Heat.
Wizards are a should-win game. And then you got the Heat. Listen, the Knicks have faced the Heat twice this year. They blew them out by 20-plus points both times. Plus, the Knicks have signed Kenyon Martin, who was, I believe, making Joe Budden look-alike appearances at bar mitzvahs prior to getting his 15-day contract. I actually like the Joe Budden signing. The Kenyon Martin.
Joe Budden might be more helpful.
They look exactly the same, Joe. I'm sure you're not privy to that, but you should check it out. Kenyon Martin adds to this roster. I know that he's old, but he's also hungry. And the Knicks are in midseason mode. Where I look at
he's
the Yankees.
He doesn't have food. He's living in China for the last year.
We will get to the Yankees later, and I don't think the Yankees right now, in the beginning of the season, need to be adding age. The Knicks are already, they've made this bed, they are sleeping in it.
We're rolling with the old guys.
Exactly. So I have no problem adding a Kenyon Martin. I think the Kenyon Martin, he's rested, okay? We have a bunch of old guys that are tired. At least bring in an old guy that's rested. You can wear him out, and by the time he's worn out, the rest of your guys will be back to form.
This sounds like a winning strategy. Lakers had it figured out. Lost last night to the Nuggets. Did they make the playoffs? Yes or no?
Yes,
I agree. And that's really all we're going to say about the Lakers because everything you could say about the Lakers has been played out.
Right. We'll have Kurt Rambis on in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Talk more about the freaking Lakers. We'll get into some Hodgepodge 3 and then the Yankees coming up in outrageous claim. It's cover 2.